Talking is silver. Doing is gold. I think in your role as a leader of the pack, it is often not only important that you communicate and how you communicate. The crucial thing is that you act. The people around you notice what you do in each and every moment. Hello, dear Lightwolf, dear leader of the pack, and welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast episode. This time, entitled Talking is Silver, Doing is Gold. Lightwolf Learning, June, July 2023. Here is a little bit of context. In the last few months, in my work with several national and international clients, my consultants, my coaches, and I have become very aware of two gaps. Two specific gaps that are relevant in the context of leadership. First, the gap between intention and impact. The gap between talking and doing. And the black hole of assumptions. Yeah. So these were for me the two red threads through the last 2 months of client work. The gap between intention and impact, and the gap between talking and doing. Let me illustrate this with two examples. One example is about a strategy project that we have accompanied and will continue to support going forward. One of the C-levels leading this project doesn't really see how to get this strategy accelerated. The strategy has been agreed about 2 years ago, and there are some early first small examples of this strategy being put into action. But they are small. They are incomplete. And in talking with me, this C-level admitted that he is not really satisfied with the pace of progress and the quality of collaboration between the global headquarters, the regions, and the countries. So there is a need to really get into implementation at all and into faster implementation across regions and around the world. Now we are working on it. We just identified the two things that were missing to turn from talking into doing. And that's what we'll focus on in the next 3 months to accelerate this project. The second example comes from an investment fund where we are supporting a number of companies belonging to this investment fund, and where one of them also about strategy, wherein one of them, the fund owner does not really see that the strategy worked out by a big consultancy may be good for investors. It may be good for quantifying the value of the asset called company. And it might be useful as a benchmark one day, 1 year down the road when this investor plans to sell the company again. For this investor perspective, the strategy seems to be quite helpful. However, this very same strategy, and that's the only strategy around in that company, is not really understood well enough by the entire C-level. We are just running a team productivity work program with this C-level, which is all about creating a team in the first place and then increasing the productivity of this leadership team, responsible for a 4-digit amount of employees around the world. So how can we help this lead team become a team in the first place, trust each other, work for each other, and then become much more productive? That's the task. And in that task, we have discovered that 6 out of 6, and if you take the wider group, it's 9 out of 9 leaders in this team, say in their own words, "You know what, Stefan? I'm not sure our strategy is simple enough." Or, "I think our strategy is too complex." Or, I think our strategy is not clear enough even for me to be able to tell it to my team or to my organization, right? So the C-level itself doesn't really understand the strategy well enough to be able to explain it to their own employees. And that is why the strategy cannot be implemented at all. What is needed is a simple version of the strategy that the C-level understands and can explain and thus make implementable in the first place. They need something more simple that allows them to turn from talking into doing. Yeah? Now to the quote. The saying, talk is silver, silence is gold, implies that in some situations it may be better to be silent rather than talk. I think in your role as a leader of the pack, it is often not only important that you communicate and how you communicate. The crucial thing is that you act. What you do and how you do it. Because the people around you notice what you do in each and every moment. No pressure. You are human, I'm human. We do make leadership mistakes, and that's okay because we are human. But it's important that we really do the right thing and help people around us to do the right thing and then do it and get it done. Because your actions as a leader are crucial. So, talking is silver. Doing is gold. This was also inspired by a quote from another podcast that I have listened to a couple of times. More than a year ago, a client of mine who was in a senior executive coaching program with us and with me shared with me a podcast quote from the Tim Ferriss Show in the United States. I think it was podcast number 447, I think. And it was an interview with Hugh Jackman, a wonderful actor, a musical player, a wonderful man, Australian actor, who was interviewed. He shared many really inspiring ideas and insights about him and his life. And one of the quotes that stuck with me and is a part of the inspiration for this very podcast today is, quote, "Leadership is in your actions," unquote. If you're interested in listening to this podcast with Hugh Jackman, we link it here in the show notes. And another quote that also informed and inspired today's podcast episode, Lightwolf podcast episode, is from the world of sports. It's from a very successful football coach. His name is Thomas Tuchel. He has coached successful German teams. He coached a very successful French team and now coaches Bayern München. At the time that he said what I'm sharing now, must have been about 6-7 years ago, I guess, he coached Borussia Dortmund. And his statement was, quote, "Success comes from acting," unquote. Yeah? So again, a focus on acting and doing, rather than just thinking and talking. Yeah? Now, here are my three tips for you on how you can evolve your own leadership behavior. Tips how you get from talking to acting. Number one, lead by example, role model. Yeah? I assume and I even hope that your definition of leadership may be slightly different from mine. And maybe one day you and I will have the opportunity to exchange our views on what good leadership actually means. Maybe we also have a couple of things in common. Let me share my own view on what leadership means. To me, leadership means achieving sustainably excellent business and people development results by helping others do what's right. That's what leadership means to me. And this is also a foundation that underlies our own leadership competency model that we are using to help companies transform their entire company leadership culture, or leadership teams to become a leadership team, or individual executives to master bigger responsibilities. That's the underlying foundation. And to me, leadership is a 360 degrees concept. You lead in all directions. First, you have to lead yourself. Because only when you lead yourself, you are able to lead anyone around you. Then, you lead your line manager. You lead your boss. The woman or the man who is your boss, you're reporting to. Then you lead your peers sideways. Yeah, and quite some profound research suggests that there is a high correlation between your peer relationships and your own career success. So you lead sideways your peers, including maybe uncomfortable peers who think very differently from you, who might have slightly contradictory goals than you. Still, they are your peers. And therefore, you need to lead them. And you lead your employees, people reporting to you. Yeah? And then you help all those people to do the right thing. And then you delegate responsibility. And you help those others to carry that responsibility. You help them see the right thing. You help them to develop the confidence and the courage to do the right thing, despite fear, despite resistance, despite counter pressure, despite risk. And then you stand protectively in front of them. You shield them when it becomes uncomfortable. Excuse my French, when the shit hits the fan. A good leader shields her or his people. You're standing in front of them to protect them. And when the sun is shining and success is there and you exceed your goals and everything's glory, then a good leader stands behind the people. And you put the spotlight on your people. Yeah? That's to me an important part of role modeling good leadership. Lead by example. Tip number two, act proactively. Words alone are not enough to achieve results. Communication matters. It matters a lot. In fact, I think communication and leadership are inseparable, intertwined twins. They always go hand in hand. And words matter. Your voice matters. Your body language matters. Your eye contact can make a difference. Communication matters. And still, leadership is in your actions. Active action is crucial to bring about the change that you need and to achieve the goals that you've committed. As a leader, you should be proactive, take initiative, always propose solutions, and also demand solutions from everyone around you, rather than just discussing problems without any solution. Yeah? So act proactively, always make a proposal, and always demand proposals and solutions from the people reporting to you. So tip number two, act proactively. And tip number three, reflection and continuous learning. Curiosity, to me, has become an absolutely indispensable leadership competence. I'm blessed to have a mentor who, for 10 years, was the CEO of a big global organization with 160,000 employees in it. Before he took that responsibility, we worked in the same company, we met, and I was blessed to have several conversations with him, and I'm still in touch with him. And one of those intensive meetings I had with him led me to add an eighth leadership competence into our own leadership competence model. Yeah, this model is another one that underlies all the work we do for clients. No matter whether we are invited to help transform entire companies in their leadership culture or leadership teams or help them on strategy. This principle matters big time today and forever. It's called curiosity. Curiosity to me is a decisive leadership competence. Looking at the pace of change today, continuous learning is absolutely essential. Not only to meet the demands of our current jobs, we have to be curious and constantly improve, but even more so, if we want to meet the demands of any bigger responsibility, any bigger job, we need to be curious and learn continuously. And it's not enough to have good intentions. Yeah? Good intentions as a leader are necessary, but not sufficient. What matters more than our intent is our impact. And oftentimes there is quite a significant gap between intent and impact. That's why I created this podcast. My teammate Marcel Santel, who joined us 2 years ago, I'm so glad he did, recently shared a really astonishing research with me. And it was based on several thousand leaders who were asked, "Do you think you are a good leader?" And now question to you, guess how many agreed? How many leaders in this world think they themselves are good leaders? 50%? 70%? No. As much as 97% of all people asked deem themselves to be good leaders. Now, let's assume for a moment that was true, i.e. that their self-perception was identical with the perception of the people led by them. Then there could only be 3% of people who ever have been mixed or bad leaders, right? 97% think they are strong, leaves 3% who theoretically could be poor leaders. Now, guess how many people responded with a yes when asked, "Have you ever had a really bad boss in your career?" The answer was 69%. 69%. So there was something wrong. And that to me points at the gap between the intention of leaders and the impact of leaders. And that gap needs to be closed. And one way to close it is reflection and continuous learning. Now, reflection is an important part of any learning and development progress. And leaders and members of teams, particularly of leadership teams, should regularly reflect on their actions and results to gain insights and to improve. This can be achieved through feedback loops, through personal reflection. And you should be honest with yourselves. You should see your true strengths and not take them for granted. See them, embrace them, be grateful for them, and then maximize them. Strengthen your strengths. And with the same level of honesty, see your true weaknesses. Own them. Be grateful for your weaknesses. Because only when you have weaknesses can you have any strengths. And then neutralize your weaknesses. Don't spend your life turning them into strengths. I'm not sure it works. And if it works, you lose your real strengths. So neutralize your weakness. And that all together to me in a context of reflection and continuous learning. So in summary, 3 things I suggest you can think about in the context of talking is silver and acting is gold. Number 1, role model. Lead by example. 2, act proactively. 3, reflect and learn constantly. And if you'd like more input, then I suggest you have a look at Leitwolf podcast number 329. Entitled, "I Can, I Will, I Do. The Top Leadership Principles" by Christian Ramig. And Leitwolf podcast number 325, "From Daydream to Reality, How to Actually Implement Strategies." Both are linked here in the show notes. And if you are interested in how you can develop yourself or how some of your colleagues can develop themselves into much stronger leaders in just 1 year, how you can flexibly and independently raise your level of competence in the 6 decisive leadership competencies that you need, yeah, raise them to a completely new level, how you can work and lead much more effectively, then have a look at the Leitwolf Academy. It's a program, e-learning based 1 year program, where you have access to all my best knowledge, my very best leadership tools. And 6 times a year, there is an active life coaching with me, where we can dive deep into your own biggest questions in the areas of how you lead yourself, how you lead your boss, how to lead your team, how you lead leaders, how you lead strategically, and how you lead in really difficult situations that you struggle with. So if you'd be interested, have a look at Lightwolf Academy in the show notes, and it would be my huge pleasure to welcome you and maybe your colleagues as a new member of the Lightwolf Academy soon. That's it for today. I hope there was something in this podcast for you, something that you find worth thinking about, maybe even worth acting upon. For today, thank you for your time, and I really look forward to welcoming you again soon, maybe already next week, back here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you and have a great day. Your Stefan.